You know what? I see what Fatty's doing. I don't know. Have you listened to the latest Big Fatty?
No, I have not. See, I am now caught up with It's All About Me.
Uh-huh.
And I can only catch up with one podcast at a time.
I see.
So,
no, I was just going to say, you know. I see what Fatty's doing. What Fatty's doing now is he is playing clips from us on Tuesdays, knowing that we record on Tuesdays.
So
see,
that he
because
gets
that,
mentioned?
Right, so that he gets mentioned on the show. It's a vicious circle. So he's playing clips from us on a Tuesday, knowing that it's going to be Tuesday night. And of course, I can't help but say something about,
well,
you know.
I'm glad you, well, you know, I guess he knows that you are caught up every day and you listen, you know, every morning. That must be like your morning drive to work is the Big Fatty show or whatever.
Because, no, just on Tuesdays, because that's when he plays me. So I only listen to Big Fatty on Tuesdays.
So you just
so that I can hear myself.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know what? I see what Fatty's doing.
Yes!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1581. The BFO for right the 14th of February 2014. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm over at the Hara Hotel. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, VD is Big Fatty's father. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. It is the day of love, and how appropriate that Big Fatty is over here at the Hara Hotel for a little special love. Big Fatty, please. I'm in my room here, so it may sound a little bit different. And Granny is right next door, and he probably can hear a squeaky kitty. And y'all, I wouldn't be surprised if the door opens and he walks in and says, "You are so retarded, Big Fatty." But anyway, I invited Granny to be on today's little show, but y'all, poor old thing, he's got to have a nap. He could barely keep his eyes open on the drive over from Charleston. Y'all, speaking of that, I am happy to report that there were no incidents on the drive over. You know, I like to usually take the back roads from Charleston over to the Hara Hotel in Augusta. But y'all, since Augusta was ground zero, Big Fatty, for the snow and ice mageddon, Big Fatty, y'all, I decided to take the interstates, and y'all, the trees were laden with ice. But y'all, the roads were just as clear as they could be. There was no, there was ice and snow in the what do you call it? What is that called over there on the shoulder? But y'all, it didn't have. In fact, the roads were for the most part dry. So y'all, there were no problems at all with travel, and Granny ended up coming over to the Fat Cave a little bit earlier than expected. Big Fatty, did you have your pants on? I did, so y'all, we got a good start. Y'all, we stopped at the McDonald's because Granny needed a Happy Meal. Big Fatty, did it have a squeaky kitty in it? No, there was no. There were apple slices. Big Fatty, he had a Happy Meal with a little chicken McNuggets in it and French fried potatoes. And y'all, he got some sort of little cup. He was so excited. He got a special little cup. I don't remember what kind of little cup it was, but it was some kind of special little cup. And y'all, he's looking forward to having some Jack and Coke in that later. Big Fatty, isn't that what all the children drink out of this special cup? I believe it is. But y'all, we got over here and made good time, and we are here. The big pone star that was supposed to be here for the special weekend of love was from New York City. New York City! Yeah, and he wasn't able to get down here, but that's okay. I told Granny she should just go around and introduce herself as the Pone Star, and people would run away scared. Scared, I say. But y'all, it was... It was a good drive, and y'all know the one thing that that is a little troubling is evidently there are lots of establishments over here near the Horror Hotel that don't have power. So there are not a whole lot, a lot of restaurants or anything that are open. But evidently the schools are going to be closed. I don't know what the little children are going to do because today is the day of love, and you know the children, they love to exchange the Valentine's, yes, my buddy, and decorate their little boxes and all. It's true, and they enjoy those conversation hearts. Yes, Big Betty. In fact, today's artwork has the conversation hearts on it. It's true. Miss Lauren did that for us several years ago. And, you know, we don't get to use that very often. So go over there and take a look at all that. Big Betty, it's just lovely. And so, but y'all, I brought me a giant bottle of Tanqueray 10 over here and some poke rinds. And I've got tonic and a lime. And, you know, really, food is unimportant other than that. Yes, Big Betty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scotty. I've got a question for you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future, where it's already the 15th of February, and Scotty, what's the question?
So, it's Valentine's Day this Friday, and Poodle McNoodle obviously has a date with Timmy Sims, but do you have a date, Big Fatty? And do you, on Valentine's Day, screen your calls from gentlemen callers to only pick your favorite? Okay, this is Scotty, littleaussiebattler.net. Bye.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, he let the cat out of the bag with me and Timmy Sims having a date. It's true. But no one's surprised by that. No, Big Fatty, not at all. First of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And Scotty, you know, first of all, Big Fatty didn't put a whole lot into VD. So, you know, it's just another the day for Big Fatty. Big Fatty! Oh, y'all, that was a... I had a little hamburger at the McDonald's, and it's... Y'all, it's swimming upstream on me. Big Fatty! I have made some connections on the dating sites, and I hope to have several gentlemen callers while I'm over here at the Horror Hotel, assuming that they've got power and they can get on the dating sites to see that Big Fatty has sent them an invitation. But if not, then I guess Granny's my date. Big Fatty, that is a horrible date!
Bacon.
Hey, Poodle, it's Bacon.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Sugar Plum.
Uh-huh.
Can you get started anyway on the phone? I've got a tech question.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by DI Plus. Check them out at dubiousintent.com.
Why is the hyphen not a special character? Hello, it's my favorite. It's the easiest one to remember. Nothing like a nonsensical word with a dash. and a number to follow. And what is this business of 15 characters, 6 uppercase, 3 lowercase, 2 special characters, can't begin with a letter, can't end with a number? Hello? Nobody wants to get in my system.
Oh, well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that technology question. It's lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, these are some of the backlog questions that I had from Miss Bacon. We're not going to get to all of them today by any means. But Miss Bacon, this is an excellent question as to why the hyphen is not considered a special character. And I think it's because it can be easily confused with the M dash or the N dash. So I don't believe the M dash or the N dash are considered special characters either, because they would be confused with the hyphen. And so that's probably the reason. Big Betty, that sounded like you almost knew what you were talking about.
Bacon.
Oh my gosh, I'm listening to the game night, guys, and I just heard the craziest thing. So, Curtis and Ryan are cheese cutting out. They're running around playing the game.
No.
And they're talking about the Father's Day parade for Jeremy's show. And so Curtis says, he was at the tail end of it, and he's the founder of the Squarestown, Squarestown, whatever it's called, blah, blah, blah. And then Ryan asked a question about the parade. He said, well, I've never seen it. It was just audio. I saw it. I totally saw it. I saw the whole thing. And sadly, I was like, the cause of the break they had to take. It's like, hello, back it up. Hello. I took out squirrels. Squirrels? Was it monkeys? Was it beavers? Anyway, it was the craziest thing because, like, hello, I don't know how he couldn't see it.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you again for the call. And evidently, Miss Bacon sees things. And Miss Bacon, this is lovely because this indicates you have a vivid imagination. And, worry is imagination that is gone to waste. Beep! Very vulgar. But anyway, Miss Bacon, but y'all, speaking of Miss Bacon here now, and I've got about 4 or 5 more calls from her, but we're going to wait till next week for Gen Week to play the rest of them. Be ready? Okay. But anyway, y'all, it's my understanding that Miss Bacon and the crazy Mexican that had him, the number one fan of the BFO for 2014, y'all, that they were responsible for the folks changing the icons on the Twitty and on the FaceSpace. Poodle, can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, Big Betty. It's just lovely. They conspired along with Squeaky Kitty and I to get people to change over to the Squeaky Kitty with the pink tummy and your face on it. Big Betty, I know it's vulgar, but anyway, and it's just our way of saying and how much we just love you on this VD weekend. Poodle, that is so sweet. Yes, Big Freddy.
Make a wish. Wish it a dream. Wish it a heart. Send your wish. Fail. True.
Y'all, earlier in the week, I went by the P.O. Box, and there was a red card. So y'all decided I was going to wait and open it for VD.
Big Betty, that's lovely.
And y'all, it's from up there in Indianapolis.
Big Betty, that's a postmark.
Okay, and y'all, we're going to open it up, and we're going to see who it's from.
Oh, Big Betty, look, it's a kitty.
Oh, there's 2 kitties on there, Poodle.
Yes, Big Betty.
And y'all, they're between the sheets.
Big Betty, okay, it's vulgar kitties.
And it says, the one pussy is saying,
Big Freddy, say kitty.
The one pussy is saying, I've always wanted to try it doggy style.
Big Freddy Vulgar.
And the other kitty looks like you just seen the meat. Seen the meat. You know, you open it up and it says, I hope your Valentine's Day is a little bit naughty. Love you from Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Reed.
Big Freddy. that is just lovely, Tom. Thank you so much. And, Big Betty, can I have the card? I'm going to go over here in the corner with Squeaky Kitty and read the card.
Okay, y'all go on over there. Okay, y'all go on over there. Tom, that is awfully sweet of you to do that. I just, y'all, I'm saying that wrong. I'm always just absolutely touched by the love you put out there for Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, I got an e-letter from Bertha Burt. Y'all, if you were out there at the Pride 48 this past year, you met Bertha Burt, and y'all, she's just lovely, and she said in her e-letter, "Big Fatty, the snow has arrived. I've just received my first invitation to make snow ice cream the day before you posted your little show about it. I was so surprised to see the little show title, since it appeared shortly after I'd been to the store to pick up ingredients that my friend B told me to get. I don't have childhood memories of making snow ice cream, so I'm looking forward to trying it. We will apparently be having a custard version using eggs, cream, sugar, vanilla, and snow. Bertha Burt, thank you so much for this e-letter. It's just lovely. And y'all, this is a fancy version of snow ice cream, and y'all, I'd just like to give you the recipe if you would like it. I know some of you have got plenty of snow, probably that Tom the Ramble Redhead can make this, y'all, and it looks delicious. Y'all, it's over at thefood.com, and y'all just type in snow ice cream, the 1950s method. Y'all, you need a quart of milk, an egg, a cup of sugar, a quarter teaspoon of salt, a teaspoon of pure vanilla extract, and snow. And y'all, it says, make a custard out of milk, egg, sugar, salt, and vanilla. Remove from the stove and let cool. Alternate between pouring snow and custard into the bowl until no more snow can be stirred into the mixture. Eat right away before it melts, or pour it into the ice cube trays. Now, y'all, that'll tell you how old that is, but who the hell has ice cube trays anymore? And then number 5 is lick the bowl. Number 6, licking the bowl is a requirement. Number 7, nothing matters if you don't lick the bowl. And number 8, the modern safer method, 1 cup of milk or cream, a half cup of sugar, and a 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Mix all the ingredients together, add snow until no more can be added. Either eat immediately or freeze. This melts very quickly and is not as creamy as the old method, but still good. Big Freddy, it just sounds delicious. So y'all, if you, Bertha Burt, I'd love to hear how your snow ice cream goes. It really does sound quite fancy. In fact, it's a perfect dessert for VD weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely VD weekend. And y'all, I know some people get kind of down in the dumps or get the VD blues or so whatever, but y'all, if you need a Valentine this weekend, you just consider Big Fatty your Valentine, because I will be your Valentine anytime you want. And y'all, I just love you all to death, and I am absolutely filled with the love that I receive from all of you each and every day. And y'all, keep on coming back and listening to silly old Big Fatty, and me too, Big Fatty and Squeaky Kitty. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns. And Daniel, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
You know what? I see what Fatty's doing.
Oh, what do you? Well, you don't tell everything.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.